for Jordan and her new coke dealer to show up. Sasha said, Lamar, should you have that music that loud? I said, we have to play the fucking part, don't we? We're in the goddamn parking lot at Dollar Tree on Cranston Street waiting to pick up a bag of cocaine. If I can't play Cody and Crazy Squirtin' Shops here, then really, where can I? And she said, God, where are they? It's so freaking hot. I said, it's like an oven in here. Ugh, fuck, I'm not even gonna lie, I have swamp ass in a major way. She said, how long has your AC not worked? I said, I think about 3 years. She said, God, Lamar, why don't you fix it? I'm dying in here. I said, I never had the time, Sasha. Plus, in general, as a rule, I don't have the tab riding the breeze during the summer, driving with the windows down. She said, but what about times like now? I said, well, I'm not usually sitting in a Dollar Tree parking lot for 20 minutes waiting for some little whore to lure a new dealer to meet us at a small-scale hand-to-hand. She said, well, AC is always, I don't know, for me it's a non-negotiable, like I need it, even in the winter sometimes. I just need to cool down. I said, yeah, well, you're a woman, you have, like, hot flashes and shit. I'm a man, I can deal with a little swamp ass from time to time. I shouldn't have took that lash out of mezcal. I feel like I'm gonna puke. Now that I think of it, I actually do kind of need a line of cocaine right now. Sasha said, are we actually snorting the coke? I said, Sasha, I'm just gonna say this one more time. One last time. Remember, we are undercover, so please don't give me any of that prude shit today. Fuck that. Oh, you don't like snorting cocaine? You're scared of fentanyl? Boo fucking who. We're gonna snort the fuck out of this bag, get the name of this little moolie, and work our way up the ladder. This is the shit that they don't teach you. She said at the academy, blah, blah, blah. I know, Lamar. God, you're annoying sometimes. I said, okay, give me a fucking 20. Roll that shit up for me, fucking moolies. Never on time. She said, okay, here he is. I think this is them. Yeah, that's definitely her. I said, Jordan, great to see you. How have you been? Yeah. He had the, okay, great. Yeah, get in. Jordan said, yes, bitches, ugh, I'm ready. Sasha said, I can't wait to snort some lines of cocaine. I said, shut up, Sasha. God. Jordan said, haha, no, I love her. I said, yeah, she's something. CMB on the way to the next bar, undercover. I said, you fucking moly, your mother's a well-worn cunt rag. You fucking shit stain, you herpes-infested slut. Ah! Sasha says, Lamar, he has blinker on. I said, yeah, so? I mean, your blinker doesn't just, you know, give a person carte blanche to just, like, scoot in front of me like that. It's just aggravating, Sasha, the way people drive over here. I said, really? Sasha said, what, pull him over? Haha, Jordan, imagine that, Lamar being a cop. Sasha said, haha. Jordan said, hey, do you either of you? I said, have a 20? I should just had it. Let me see here. Sasha said, Lamar, while you're driving. Jordan said a 20, I usually use ones, I'm so basic. I said, here, I knew I had one, yeah, don't make mine too fat, at least not to begin with, I wanna ease into this. Jordan said, I swear I'm a broke ass bitch, ha ha. Sasha said, isn't it tough pouring those out? Wow, you do it so neatly, Jordan. While we're driving, Jordan said, girl, I'm a pro, kind of, ha 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 ha. Scene parked outside the upscale Brown University adjacent outdoor bar patio snorting lines of cocaine. Sasha said, oh crap, that's like a family of four parking right in front of us right now. I said, fuck it, I'm ready for another one. Oh yeah, Jordan, that's actually some half-decent nose candy. Jordan, oh my god, Lamar, you're so funny. I said, here, your turn. Jordan said, is that a porta potty? I said, over on the grass. Sasha said, oh yeah, they put them there because of some brewery as a weekly pop-up. Jordan, you think it would be gross if I pop a squat in one? Unless we're going in right now. Sasha said, no, that's fine. Jordan said, it's just, honestly, I'm sweating my pussy lips off in here. Ugh, I'm so gross. Lamar, you don't have an AC in here? I said, no, I usually do. It just went last week. I'm actually, I have an appointment like early next week to get it fixed. Jordan said, ugh, that sucks. Anyway, yeah, maybe wait for me so I can do one more before we go in. Sasha said, oh, sure thing. Jordan left the car to go pee in a porta potty. I said, ugh, what a ratchet little whore using a porta potty as a female. Sasha said, oh, so now your AC just went. Is she a ratchet little whore? Because you sure seem to. I said, what do you mean? Sasha said, when I asked you about your AC, you told me you didn't care about AC. But when Jordan asks, oh, now you have an appointment because it quote unquote just went. Interesting. I said, Sasha, I'm undercover right now. What do you think? I'm seriously trying to plow her? Come on. Sasha said, sure. Of course. Whatever you say, Lamar. You're funny, you know that. I said, I'm gonna do one more before she gets back. Sasha said, Lamar, you can't be doing all that cocaine. We have to be careful. careful. I said, well, you aren't doing any. And if she does the whole bag, which she will if we don't get a couple decent snorts in, if she does the whole damn bag, she'll probably have a seizure and our resource will be kaput. She's like 90 pounds. Asha said, oh, is that how you like them, Lamar? Is that what you're into? 90 pound resources? God, men are pigs. Cindy standing at the outdoor patio bar on the main drag of downtown Providence. I said, yeah, these are on me. Jordan is the vodka, that's you? Right, of course. Of course, Sasha gets the fruit punch. Sasha said, no, it has rum in it. It's just mixed with Jordan. God, I could go for a cig. I said, fucking tell me about it. You didn't bring any Jordan. I said, I smoked the last one in my pack before I got off work to meet you guys. I said, ugh, we can pick up a pack before we go to the next spot. Sasha said, the next spot? I said, yeah, Josh's band is playing at that techno spot. I'm in. Next to the makeshift Spanish church that's next to like the insurance agency? Jordan said, yeah, my boy from earlier said he's gonna meet us. I said, oh, nice, excellent. Yeah, he seemed like a good guy. Jordan, I'm not blowing him, Lamar. God, he's just my dealer, but he's a good kid too. I said, man, cigarettes, fuck. Honestly, I'd rather smoke a... I've come to a conclusion that smoking is actually better for you than the average American diet. Like, I prefer to smoke a fucking cigarette than to eat the majority of food served at a median restaurant, just purely from a health perspective. Jordan said, it's crazy. All the diseases people have now, like our parents' generation, they never had these diseases we have now. I said, yet they were smoking and drinking their nuts off. Well, I mean, you know what it stems from, really? But you can't fucking say it. Sasha said, Lamar, we're in public. Please don't go RFK on us. Jordan said, but it is. It's just crazy. These diseases. I said, no, not that at all. I'm just saying, it is. It's like moderately interesting. What makes me want to rip a butt, that's all. Seeing you at the techno dive bar waiting for the metal show to start. Sasha whispered, Lamar, you're grinding your teeth. Stop it. Jordan said, ha. I said, oh, fuck. I don't think I can stop. Jordan whispered, here, take this piece of gum and chew it. I said, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate that. Jordan said, no one will know the difference. You're just chewing gum now. Through the doors, a well-dressed man scurried over to the three of us as we were standing right outside the bar at one of the small stand-up tables on the outdoor patio. The man said, excuse me. Are you Lamar Odom? I said, He said, you have to understand something right now. I mean, you don't have to, but I'd greatly appreciate it if you did. I said, okay, yeah, I'm Lamar Odom. What do you need in particular? He said, my name is Kobe Bryant, and I'm from an alternate. I don't know how best to phrase it. Jordan said, are you okay? Sasha said, yeah. Are you in trouble, sir? He said, I'm from an alternate reality. Maybe that's the best way to express it. Even though it sounds insane, I realize that, but I'm not from here. There are subtle differences between this world and the world I'm from. There was a wormhole at some point. I've recently realized this. Slowly but surely, I've realized this. Things that, sure, at first I thought I was just misremembering things, that I was unable to distinguish between dream states and reality, but no. This is as true as anything, to me at least. I said, shit, man. To be honest with you, I've just snorted a ton of cocaine and drank like 10 mezcals. So I, Sasha said, Lamar. Jordan said, ha ha ha. Or Kobe Bryant said, it will be the most subtle things. Like where I'm from, this bar was open 3 years ago. This exact bar, but it closed in 2019, right before the pandemic. I said, was there something here before the pandemic? Maybe it was. Kobe Bryant said, and the iPhone wasn't invented until 2011. Jordan whispered, is he like a crackhead? I said, no, let's hear him out. He actually seems quite lucid to me. Kobe Bryant said, I can understand why you might feel that way, Jordan. Sasha said, wait, was the iPhone invented before 2011? Kobe Bryant said, but I promise you, that's what I'm saying is true. There are many realities, and for better or worse, it's somehow possible to travel between them. The problem is, I don't know how to get back. I don't know how. I have the same family, the same wife, but they're not the same. It's actually horrendous. It's the worst thing in the world. I'd much rather prefer to be in a completely different reality. These minuscule, these nearly imperceptible changes. God, my family, my mother and father, they're not the same people. I said, okay, just relax, man. I believe you. I get it, but I don't want you to. He said, no, you're right. I should probably go. Jordan said, you used to come here though before the pandemic. I said, yes, I did. I'm actually somewhat of, well, you wouldn't think it looking at me, but I'm a big fan of noise music. So places like this were right up my alley. They're few and far between these days. I said, did you ever see us here in your initial reality? He said, I didn't even realize it, Lamar. I had no idea it was even in augmented reality for the longest time. I understand this sounds crazy, and I don't expect you, really any of you, to believe me. Of course, I recalled vegetarianism being more prominent, but I don't know foolishly attributed it to a cultural shift I was just unaware of. Like all of us, at times it feels like life is just passing us by in the hustle and bustle of it all. Certain shifts are always bound to come out of nowhere. No, while I noticed certain shifts, it wasn't until a particular time and place, quite recently, that I came to this conclusion. The memories gushed back into my brain. I said, okay, we're listening. Go on. He said it was at the International Airport of Baltimore. I was standing there at the gate with my wife and sister-in-law. We got off the plane in a hurry. We thought we were in danger of missing the connecting flight, only to realize it once the gate labor more time than anticipated. We sat down to grab a drink at a Japanese pop-up restaurant across from our gate. We all ordered a drink. They were pricey even for airport drinks. I recall that. I recall the person behind the bar telling us to grab what we wanted. There was a refrigerator between with alcoholic beverages. We all grabbed our beverage of choice. I recall the tab prompting me to leave a tip. Despite the fact we all grabbed our own drinks, yet no sooner had we sat down, we heard an announcement that our flight had now moved to a new gate, another gate, across the airport. So now we shuffled across the airport with great rapidity. Lamar, we got to the new gate. Again, we'd miscalculated the severity of the situation. We had plenty of time. Once at the gate, we realized we'd had quite a bit of time before boarding. There was a restaurant called Zona Cucina. Now it was right next to our gate. I tossed the idea of getting another drink out there with my wife. She seemed to be on board with the idea, but the second thought, I didn't want to have a second drink before the connector flight. There was too much. I had my wife agreed with my change of perspective, so we sat across from the gate and we waited. The gate was filled to the brim already. We sat across from the gate. Out of nowhere, it seemed, I saw a lightly skinned, possibly Hispanic man with jet black beard wearing a baseball hat. There was nothing of particular note about him. He was at the gate, right outside of Zona Cucina. Then he walked away, matter of fact, quickly disappearing into the sea of other arrivals and departures of the Baltimore airport. Standing across from the gate, I realized I knew this man from somewhere. Lamar, this was definitive. I knew this man from somewhere. I went to the bathroom. I couldn't place the man. I felt like I knew him from my past. I knew that I knew him from my past. I could no longer distinguish my in-person past from, like, I watched a TV show in the past. Past. The lad named Larry Nance Jr. came to me. Maybe. He just looked like a basketball player. Maybe that was it. That had to be it. That's what I told myself vis-a-vis this doppelganger. Then on the plane, while I was watching an older woman flagrantly abuse the no internet policy on both her phone and laptop prior to reaching 10,000 feet, while watching her switch between screens indiscriminately, I realized this man didn't look like Larry Nance Jr., that while there was a passing resemblance, it wasn't what was conjuring my memories, so to speak, not Larry Nance Jr., or any other basketball player that actually, in fact, knew this person, and that this person, as far as I could tell, scouring my memories, that he didn't exist. To this day, I recall the man, and I can't recall who he was from in my past. It's as if some minor acquaintance of mine was manually erased from my own memory banks. That was the day it dawned on me. Jordan said, wow, that's like super trippy, dude. He said, you guys probably think I'm crazy, but sadly, this is actually true. You have a white speckle in your... Sasha whispered, Lamar, wipe your nose. I said, damn, man, how did you see? Impressive, interesting. Kobe Bryant said, but really? Actually, I really should be going. I said, I have to pee. Jordan said, should we? Sasha said, I'm down. The three of us went to the bathroom to snort more cocaine. Sasha said, that was like, really weird. I said, is your boy still, showing up? Jordan said, can you just whip it out if you want? Go pee if you have to, might as well. Sasha said, oh,